Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Our guest got lost trying to find the studio, so we're going to have to do this fairly quickly, but I want to make sure you know about this. The Midwest Veterans Closet, a very important organization, and I love this story because they're about to partner with the cookie people from Aunt Winnie's Kitchen. So let's start with Midwestern Veterans Closet. Carrie, tell me about it.
Well, it's the Midwest Veterans Closet where veterans come and shop free every day.
So you come in and shop for clothes that are donated?
Clothing, furniture, household items.
And Leslie, how long ago did you start all this? I'm sorry,
actually,
I'm
Mary.
Jumping around. Mary, how long ago did you start all this?
Well, let me then just say that the Midwest Veterans Closet is where you can count on getting help if you're a veteran. And we began this about 2.5 years ago in a landscape trailer in Wadsworth, a very remote area. And we found that the donors were forthcoming, but the vets couldn't get there because it was too remote. And so we moved to our present location, which is about 3 blocks north of the Lovell, Captain James A. Lovell.
The VA.
VA.
Yeah, now here's the thing. It'd be great if you had more space. And maybe you could figure out a way to have more space.
A lot more space.
So why not bring in a partner? The previously mentioned Leslie from Aunt Winnie's Kitchen. Leslie, how do I pronounce your last name?
Habjian.
And get right into that microphone for me. Get close to it if you can. First off, your cookies are great.
Thank you very much.
All right. How did you get to know these ladies?
I found out that Mary was taking my cookie dough, buying it at Sunset Foods, and bringing them over to the VA on Wednesday nights to have the vets, the elderly vets, because their dexterity is hard. You know, it's
sure.
Tough.
Yeah.
So it's easy for them to take the cookie dough and break it apart and put on a cookie sheet, and it's an activity that they can do.
Sure.
So I found out that she was buying them, and I thought, well, heck, you don't
she
have to
scolded,
buy them.
She scolded me for buying them.
Right.
So I started donating them, and we just got to talking and figured that this would be a tremendous partnership to put vets to work if we can get this building that Mary's trying to get.
All right, so Mary and Carrie are trying to get a building, and grab that microphone so it points at your mouth there a little bit. Thanks. And what's the status?
The status is not good at this time. It's good for the landlady because she's had people looking at the building. However, we're trying in earnest to
are we in negotiations? Is that what's happening?
No, we're not negotiating anything, but we'd like to be negotiating.
Okay, is there a buyer in front of you or
no.
Something?
Well, there could
be,
yes.
We don't have a buyer yet.
We don't have a buyer yet.
Okay.
Or a donor.
Yeah,
or,
we need a donor.
Or the cash to buy the building.
Okay.
But we do have a fundraiser coming up, and we are raffling off a Chevy Camaro.
Wow. All right, well, let's start with the fundraiser. Where is it?
It's November 12th at the Antioch VFW. It's a boot scootin' boogie.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you'll be there.
Sure.
And
Dave, you want to go boot scootin' boogie with me?
I think I would, Steve.
Okay. And it'll be in Antioch at the VFW. What time to what time?
From 5 to 9 on Saturday, November 12th.
Okay.
And
so you got a couple of weeks.
We have a couple of weeks. We're working really hard to sell the tickets for this Chevy Camaro. They're $100 each. We take donations at the door for entry. And we would like to continue the mission and also expand. Aunt Winnie will be our first business partner and our business incubator once we can move into the rest of the building. And she can put 15 to 20 vets to work almost immediately.
Yeah, so Leslie, you can help these vets out and
oh,
keep
yeah.
them busy. And
absolutely. We're hoping so. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And good for you for stepping up.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. All right, so let's get some
awesome.
Contact info out before we introduce one other person here. If we want to get a hold of you guys for any other information about this, how do we get a hold of you?
Our phone number is 847-354-2108.
Or if there's a corporate donor or somebody that wants to step up and write a fat check today, that's okay with us.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
Our website is MidwestVeteransCloset.org.
And for Aunt Winnie's?
Aunt Winnie's, you can find me at all the Sunset Foods locations right now in the frozen section.
Yeah, how long have you been doing this?
I've been in Sunset now for about 1.5 years, but it's just me. So in order for me to grow, I need help, but I can't have help unless I have a space. So it's kind of a catch-22 for me.
All right, and if anybody, I get a sense, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, this is just, I'm trying to help here. that you guys are not real estate developers.
We are not.
So for that reason, if someone listening has a hand in this with an interest in vets and somebody could help, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, I don't know, a Hochberg, somebody that knows real estate, who also has a soft spot for vets and the sacrifice that vets have made, mm-hmm. could maybe consult you guys on how to walk through some of this.
Absolutely. Or Abbott, AbbVie, Cardinal, Baxter, a lot of big corporations in our area doing great things.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Non-bouncing checks from anybody who want to step up and support
vets.
And I guess there's a free cookie in it for them when they step up.
You bet. You bet.
Well, thank you, ladies, for doing this. Let me say hi to a fine fighting man here. I can't see your face, sir. Tell me your name.
Hi, Sergeant George Gandara.
And Sergeant George, you are a member of which branch?
I served in the Marine Corps for 3 years in the 70s, and then I served in the Army National Guard in the United States Army from 1984 to 2004.
And thank you for your service. What are you doing these days?
My pleasure and honor. I beg your pardon, sir?
What are you doing these days? What do you do now?
Currently, I'm a veteran that's on disability, and I work for Homeland Security. I'm a police inspector.
And I'm sure you could, you wouldn't mind helping out with the cookie ladies and what's going on at the closet as well, right?
No, sir. As a matter of fact, I was directed to the Veterans Closet from the VA. I had suffered death of my wife in 2013 and my mother in 2014. I was going down that spiral again.
Sure.
And I got inspired by Mary and her cause, and now I do what I can to assist in any way that I can.
Well, God bless. You just keep giving back, don't you? And thank you for that.
Doing the job, sir.
Thank you for that. Thank you for coming in. I know it's a little stressful last minute and everything, but you guys are all great.
Thank you.
I appreciate you doing it. Thank you.
It's an honor to be
here.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Any of that contact info, we'll put it up on the web, and you guys will be good to go. But thank you, and let's get you a building. Let's get you guys a new space. Let's get these vets to work, and let's do some good.
Thank you so much.
All right. 1001, Bill and Wendy next. 720 WGN.